Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Foreign Minister Penny Wong will visit the Middle East early in the new year after the government sends its first frontbencher to Israel next week. Assistant Foreign Minister Tim Watts will visit the country with a cross-parliamentary delegation, including opposition Foreign Affairs spokesman Simon Birmingham, aiming to help protect civilians and prevent the spread of the conflict in the region. This comes after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese rejected suggestions by the opposition to visit the region, and Israel upgraded its travel warning for Australia, urging its citizens looking to visit the country to take additional precautions. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says it's appropriate for senior ministers to travel to the country.
We maintain good relations with Israel, as we do with a number of countries in that region and, of course, across the world. This is all itineraries which are worked out pretty close to when that travel occurs, but ultimately that's a matter for the Foreign Minister, but her travel is entirely appropriate.
Domestic violence victims will be able to access specialist counselling and support via text message under a new initiative designed to make seeking help more accessible. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth launched the scheme today. It means text support to the domestic violence helpline 1800 Respect will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in line with their phone and online services. The text expansion is expected to particularly help people living in rural communities and those who may have limited access to technology or the internet, including remote Indigenous communities. Victims seeking help can text hello or a greeting to 0458 737 732. Ms. Rishworth has said every life lost to domestic violence is one too many.
When we think about some of the tragic news that is hitting the media at the moment, I think we are all quite devastated, but I hope it provides us the resolve to continue on our path to end violence against women and children in one generation.
Tropical cyclone Jasper has intensified into a Category 4 system as it moves towards the Queensland coast, posing a threat to communities between Mackay and Cooktown. The Bureau of Meteorology has said Jasper was about 1,250 kilometres east-northeast of Cairns at 4 a.m. today and moving south across the Coral Sea at 10 kilometres per hour. The Bureau says while the timing of a coastal impact remains highly uncertain, the highest risk of a cyclone impact lies between Cooktown and Mackay, including Cairns and Townsville. The storm system is the first tropical cyclone to form in Queensland waters in December in an El Niño year. The first Victorian to be charged with performing a Nazi salute in public has appeared in court today and says he continues to perform the banned gesture every day. 24-year-old Jacob Hossant appeared in Melbourne Magistrates Court for a preliminary hearing after he was charged over the October 27 incident. It's alleged he performed the Nazi salute outside the Victorian County Court 6 days after it became illegal to intentionally display or perform a Nazi gesture or symbol in public. Outside court, Hossant says he continues to perform the salute and hail Hitler every day. And multiple states are on high alert for bushfires with very hot conditions forecast ahead of the weekend. The County Fire Service has warned today could be one of the most significant fire weather days in several years, with high, extreme or catastrophic warnings predicted in much of New South Wales, parts of South Australia and Victoria. Temperatures across South Australia are expected to head towards the mid-40s today, while heatwave conditions are due to continue for days in New South Wales, with dry lightning adding to the fire risk. Senior forecaster with the Bureau of Meteorology, Sarah Scully, has told the ABC strong wind conditions will also increase the fire danger.
extreme fire dangers across southern South Australia, eastern South Australia and northwest Victoria and southeast New South Wales. So it's a fairly broad heat wave and also fire danger event over the next couple of days.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart.